And now we remember a member of Easy Company. That's the U.S. Army's famed E Company, featured in the HBO miniseries Band of Brothers.
Donald Malarkey was one of those brothers. He died last week. But 73 years ago, Malarkey was in a plane over France, hunched under gear and a parachute, waiting to jump. It was D-Day, June 6th, 1944.
Vast squadrons of bombers and transports led the way, more than 11,000 planes spearheading the attack.
Men are scared. They're throwing up. The plane is too low. They're out of position.
That's Bob Welsh. He co-wrote a book with Malarkey.
And suddenly they're just diving into the night and not knowing where they're going to land. It was total chaos.
Easy Company landed miles from where they were supposed to. Their mission was to take out German artillery.
It was hugely significant because our guys were being pounded as they came in from the surf.
And Easy Company succeeded. Then Malarkey and his platoon pushed through France to the Netherlands, into Belgium, Luxembourg, and Germany.
They're in the cold and snow of Bastogne. He's just seen two of his buddies have their legs blown off. His best friend, Skip Muck, is dead. And he's standing around a campfire thinking, if I just put a bullet through my foot, they'll have to send me back to England. And he considers that, but he doesn't do it because he says, if I go back, it's easier for me, but it's harder for the men I leave behind.
Donald Malarkey spent 172 days on the front lines, more than any other man in Easy Company.
For his actions, the U.S. gave Donald Malarkey a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. Malarkey got married, had a family. He became an Oregon County Commissioner. Later, he worked in insurance and real estate.
Here's Donald Malarkey of Easy Company speaking in 2009 to Oregon Public Broadcasting.
You could look back and with great pride realize that you had done a very significant thing and acted responsibly in what amounted to saving the world.
Malarkey died September 30th in Oregon. He was 96 years old.